I wanted to be normal. A normal girl kissing a normal boy. I wanted to escape. Just for a second.
Escape from what?
Me. A girl who can't eat or drink.
But she's wonderful.
Hi, this is Jonathan Melville, and that was a clip from Series 2, Episode 2 of the new Being Human, which screens in the UK tomorrow night on Sunday, the 17th of January. The episode arrived in the post yesterday. I've been blogging about it. I wrote about it briefly in the Edinburgh Evening News last week, an article about the start of the series. And I blogged about rewatching it last week on one of my blogs, adventuresinprimetime.com. And just last night I watched the second episode of the series, which arrived in the post yesterday. And I thought I've just written about it on the blog, and thought I would just do a very short audio boo to, first of all, tell you that the preview's up there. And also just to give you that clip. And to say, please tune in. It's a fantastic episode. I loved it. I've been a fan of the series since episode one. This episode takes the programme in a whole, maybe not a whole new direction, but it certainly opens up a whole new avenue for the character of Annie, played by Lenora Critchlow, which we haven't seen before. Something that comes out of the blue a little bit. And in a very, very surprising way, which will make you look at daytime TV in a very different way as well. And it's great. It's the fact she gets to have a whole new aspect to her character, and a story that's going to obviously affect over the next, certainly the next few episodes, and I think probably a lot longer than that. Some shocking stuff happens between her and the character Saul, who was introduced last week, who has kind of been set up as a bit of a boyfriend type character for her. As I wrote on the blog today, I think anyone watching it knew that it was either going to be too good to be true, or maybe just one of these sort of relationships that Being Human maybe starts off as kind of humorous, and you're never quite sure, is it going to just be something that's a bit fun or throwaway, or is it going to get a bit deeper? Anyway, that's one aspect of the episode. We also see a lot more of Mitchell's past. And I've been seeing things on Twitter today talking about Aidan Turner getting his top off for the girls. And he certainly does. So I'm sure a few people will be very happy with that. We've also got George and Nina, who are the couple that we thought were going to be something very special at the end of the first series, and who are certainly going down a different route than I think many people expected. Certainly a lot of comments last week about, on Twitter anyway, about how George has turned into a slightly different character from the kind of nervous, stumbling chap that he was before into a bit more of a Mitchell character. So anyway, head over to the blog, adventuresinprimetime.com. I'm not going to spell that, it's quite a long title, but I'm not going to spell it. And yeah, see what I've been saying about the programme. I'll come back in hopefully tomorrow night with a full review, and be good to hear what everyone else is thinking. It's great getting these things through the post early, but the downside is there's not really anyone to talk about it with. So I hope you all enjoy it, and I'll speak to you soon. Cheers.